first intermission here on Friday night, and that can only mean one thing. It is time for this week's edition of the Picks from the Park. And last time out, Jeremy, a perfect 3.0 to claw your way back above the 500 mark. And as the calendar flips to 2020, that's a nice way to start.
Definitely. I am very happy to be back after a couple weeks, and let's get another 3-0 a week.
All right. Where do you want to start then?
Let's start in Division One, Massachusetts at Boston College. Massachusetts have a solid offense, great scoring. Mitchell Chappie is kind of carrying the team a little bit. Boston College has an amazing offense. Colton Matilla and Rasmussen are playing really, really well right now. They're the number two scoring team in the Division One hockey. Massachusetts has a great defense. They're solid in goal, 2.0 goals against per game, solid. Boston College has a great defense. Knight is a fantastic goalie. He's been playing really, really well this season, and I think Boston College is going to take this one at home.
Yeah, I think Spencer Knight's probably the best goalie in the country, and he was the goaltender for Team USA in the World Junior Championships. I know everybody in the U.S. and USA Hockey is disappointed that the Americans came out of that without a medal. UMass, I think a lot of people thought the sky was going to fall for them defensively when Cale Makar signed with Colorado after last season's run to the Final Four, but, you know, at the end of the day, they're still a really good defensive club, but hard to keep up with that offense at Boston College.
Yeah.
Okay, where do we want to go next?
All right, let's go to NHL. Boston Bruins at the New York Islanders. Boston are great on offense. Bergeron, Marchand, and Pasternak are, they get the most minutes out of all the players. They're a really, really strong line, one of the best trios in the NHL, in my opinion. As I said about Massachusetts, they're carrying their team. But that being said, Charlie Coyle, David Krejci, DeBrus, they're all solid players as well. The Islanders, I love this offense. Barzal is playing great, so is Nelson, so is Lee, and a lot of other players. The Boston Bruins have a solid defense. McAvoy, Chara, and Krug are three really, really great players. Tuukka Rask is a, you know, solid goalie. You got the Islanders have an amazing defense. Letty, Pulock, Mayfield, you know, Devin Taves, Boychuk. I can name a lot of players on that defense that are playing really, really well. Pelich is hurt, but Varlamov is a solid goalie. So this game is a little bit harder to pick, in my opinion. But I think I might take the Bruins on the road.
This is kind of an intriguing matchup, too. The Islanders have been, I don't want to say a surprise team because they're a playoff team a year ago, but I think a lot of people are surprised with how well they have played so far this year, and they've got some good offensive talent. They were the best defensive team in the NHL a year ago. They're still very, very good there. They're very good in goal. They have one of, if not the best coach in the NHL, in Barry Trotz. So there's a lot to like about the Islanders, but Boston is really good. And that top line, you mentioned them, Bergeron centering, Marchand and Pasternak, is the best line in the NHL. Pasternak leads the league in goals. I think he's got 32 or 33 now after last night. And that's as good as it gets up front with that Boston club.
Yep. All right. Last, we've got Division Three, Utica at Oswego. Utica have a great offense. Osmundson, I hope I'm saying that right, is playing so well. It's like scary how well he's playing right now. They have a really, really strong offense. Oswego has a solid offense as well. They're averaging 3.92 goals per game. Browman, Passero, and Novik are all playing really, really good hockey right now. Utica has a solid offense. Goalie Gianluca, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Baggetta, is so good at winning games. He's only lost one game this season in goal, and he is a fantastic goalie. Oswego is decent on defense. Richard is a decent goalie. I just think that Utica's offense might have a little bit of an advantage on Oswego's defense. But I think the winner of this game is going to be Utica on the road.
Boy, that wasn't very convincing. I feel like you just made that pick right now.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it for a while, and I just like Utica. I have to go with Utica.
Utica's been playing well, and I think, I'm not sure a lot of people realize that team is as good as they are. I mean, they swept Adrian last weekend, who was nationally ranked, winning both of those games in overtime. They played very, very well throughout the first half of the 1920 season. Oswego is 7-5 coming into this, and somehow they're still ranked in the top 15 with 5 losses. And part of that is just me wondering how in the world the Yellow Jackets can be a 10-win team and still not get ranked in the top 15. And you've got a team like Oswego who's lost five times this year, but that's a totally different discussion. But I don't think you're necessarily going out on a limb here by picking Utica to win that one on the road.
Yeah, Utica's a really strong team.
So last Sunday, something fun kind of happened for you and all the other fans of the Vikings out there. Kind of an unexpected playoff win, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, both teams played really well, but, you know, the Vikings came out with the dub, and that's all that matters. You know, we have to go play San Francisco, who are a very, very good team. But I think that if we put in as much effort as we did against the Saints, I think that we will play. I think we'll keep it close to the Niners, and hopefully we'll win the game.
You got four playoff games coming up this weekend now, Saturday and Sunday, as they drop down to the final four teams that are going to reach the conference championship games. Who do you like?
You know, I would kind of like to see the Titans beat the Ravens, but I feel like Lamar Jackson's offense is, you know, no one can really stop Lamar Jackson in that offense right now. So I'm going to take the Ravens to win that game, and I'm going to take the Chiefs to win the Houston game. I think the Ravens will go to the Super Bowl. On the NFC, you know, I have in the Packer game, I think that'll actually be a close matchup. But just the fact that the Seahawks are on the road, I'm going to pick the Packers to win that game. Sadly, I'm not a Packer fan. So, sadly, I think they will win. And also, I think that, you know, the Vikings 49ers game, as much as I want the Vikings to win, I feel like the 49ers at home are going to be really tough to beat, and I feel like the 49ers might come out with the win. But, you know, that's what we said about the Saints game, too. So.
That's true. That's very true. You know, I think people always get kind of caught up in the whole wild card weekend thing because you see teams come out and play well, you know, like the Vikings did, or like Seattle did, Tennessee with a very nice win on the road at New England. You know, Houston with their come from behind win over Buffalo, and you get wrapped up in all those things and think, okay, yeah, people are going to make noise now in the divisional round. It usually doesn't work out that way, and looking at your picks, you kind of feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So the four teams that had byes last week in the wild card round, you pick all four of them to win. Hey, if you get those right, we'll tack on a few more to your total.
All righty.
All right, we'll see how all this goes, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, talk to you next week.
We're going to take a break, and we will come back with our first period summary right after this. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Hockey on 91.3 KUWS Superior.